Quentin on the call?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, good morning. How are you? Thank you for your time. Congratulations on a wonderful season. Quentin Dormany joining us, quarterback for Central Michigan, and in 8 starts this year, again, 1,916 yards passing and 13 touchdowns in this season. Quentin, if you want to just open with a comment about your season, your first year with Central Michigan, and the opportunity your Chippewas have in coming to Detroit.
Yeah, it's been an incredible year. Love the guys in the locker room. Definitely glad that I ended up here after a rocky road to start my college career. But yes, it's been an awesome year. We still got another game to play for, so look forward to the opportunity.
Again, a reminder for our writers on the call: please hit *1 on your keypad for questions for Quentin Dormany, and then following Quentin's time, we will go with linebacker Michael Oliver as well. Let's go to our first question for Quentin.
Your first question is from Nick Buckley with the USA Today Network.
Hey, Quentin, congratulations.
Thank you.
Why don't you take me back to your decision to come to Central Michigan? I'm sure you've talked about it a few times, but now to where you're at, I'm sure it was probably, you know, tough to see in the cards a MAC championship or the opportunity to play for one, given what the team had come off of, but not out of the realm of possibility. So what was kind of your first impression of this group and what led you to CMU in the first place?
Yeah, just getting up here on my visit and stuff and getting to be around the guys. And then, you know, on top of that, watching film of, the guys that are in the locker room. I didn't really understand fully how, that's how last year ended up, because there's a lot of good players in the locker room, a lot of good dudes in the locker room. So it didn't make a whole lot of sense to me as far as that goes. But coming up here, getting to be around Coach Mack and the new coaching staff, I knew that it would be a good, solid fit for me. So, just got up here, got to work, and tried to, help the team in any way that I could, change the culture. And, it's got us to this point this far. So, like I said, we still got the MAC championship game that we're focused on right now. But, yeah, the season's been great. So,
awesome. Thanks.
Your next question is from Scott DeCamp with MLive Media Group.
Hi, Quentin.
How are you?
Good, thank you. Just wanted to ask about your chemistry with Khalil Pimpleton and Ja'Cory Sullivan. They're two guys from an area that I cover, and just wanted to know, what kind of options they give you on offense.
Yeah, it's been awesome to have them. Both obviously big playmakers, big contributors to the offense, and even their kind of chemistry out on the field with each other has been pretty cool to watch. Some of the stuff that we do. So, yeah, they've definitely been key contributors to us and are great players. It's been a lot of fun to have them. They've grown a ton this year, evolved into, what they are now. And it's something special. So, yeah, I've really enjoyed getting to play with them and getting to be around them every day. Like I said, they're great players and got a long career ahead of them. So,
how much have you learned about Muskegon, Michigan from them?
Not a whole lot. I hear some things just about what they did in high school, but haven't learned a whole lot from them about their area, but more so about what they did in high school with KP playing quarterback and stuff like that. So,
your next question comes from Austin Chastain with Central Michigan Life.
Hey, Quentin, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks, man. I think we kind of talked about it on Friday after the game, but kind of now that it's here, I mean, what does it really mean to you to be playing in the MAC championship game?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's a huge opportunity for everyone in the locker room. To you know, bounce back from the year that they had last year, and then to be this far, I'm just glad that I got to be a part of it. And you know, like I said, get to come to work every day with this group of guys in the locker room, because it's a great group and it's been a whole lot of fun for me. And like I said, after the game, I mean, this is by far the most fun I've had playing college football in my 5 years. So it's awesome. And it's just one more game that we get to go out and you know, keep writing the book that we started with at the beginning of the year. So.
Your next question is from the line of Evan Petzold with the Central Michigan Life.
How's it going, man?
How are you?
I'm doing well. So, yeah, obviously going into this game, and I guess just kind of looking at what it means for you personally, you know, being a guy that, like you said before, you had a rocky road here, you know, playing in this game, does it kind of feel like a little bit of like a personal tryout as well to kind of show teams for whatever you want to do in the future, whether that be, you know, trying to take your shot at the NFL or whatnot, that, you know, you can win at the highest level? Is there like a personal aspect to it as well as the team side of it?
I mean, there always is a little bit, but, you know, really going into this whole year, I try not to focus on you know, the next step. I've tried to never be a selfish guy, just go out and help the team in any way that I could. And, you know, the extra stuff, you know, the playing at the next level and things like that will come along with it. You know, I've just tried to focus on, you know, going out, getting better each day, having fun with the guys. And like I said, I think I've done that, you know, getting better each game, and then definitely having a lot of fun. So that's kind of where my focus is, and we'll see what happens in the future, you know, in the future. So.
And playing at the next level, though, I mean, that's something that you want to do, right? I mean, that's kind of a dream of yours, I would assume.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely want to get my shot at the next level. And, you know, I guess that's kind of a personal thing, you know, going out and proving that I can play at the highest level. You know, and we'll see what happens after this year. But right now, definitely just focusing on this game this week, you know, trying to get everything put in and go out and win another game.
Your next question is from James Jimenez with the Hustle Belt.
Hey, Quinn, congrats on the season thus far.
Thank you.
Now, after the Wisconsin game, you had left that game with a bit of an injury. You sat on the bench for a couple weeks and, you know, had to watch David in relief there, and then you finally got to come back in against New Mexico State. Those couple weeks there, did that, you know, having to sit and kind of watch as the team progresses forward, does that kind of give you a fresh perspective on being here in this position now to be able to win a MAC title?
Yeah. I mean, I think there's a couple things that go into it. You know, obviously, you know, quarterbacks are constantly getting hurt and things like that, especially this year at all levels. It's been kind of a crazy year. But it was awesome to see David step in and, you know, continue to progress. And you know, that's what the team sport's all about, is, you know, one man's down, the next man up. And, you know, that's always the goal, is to be in the championship game. And, you know, we are, and it was a team effort. So it's been awesome to watch.
Well, Quinton, I want to say thank you for your time. Congratulations on your season with leading the Central Michigan offense. I want to wish you the best of luck on Saturday in the championship game.